Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Everyone knows we should be eating more fresh foods, especially vegetables and fruits, but as difficult as it can be to get adults to eat what they should, it's often even harder to convince kids. And for many kids, just getting access to fresh foods is tough. So connecting families with farms and other local whole food resources is the goal of Milwaukee Public Theater's traveling summer show. It's called Out to Lunch, the Fresh Food Variety Show. The original work by local playwright Neil Haven uses sketches, physical comedy, and puppets to help kids and their families learn about healthy eating, urban gardening, and more. It's traveling around the metro area through early August, playing outdoors in parks and playgrounds. Bo Johnson directed the show, which was the brainchild of MPT's co-founder and artistic director Barbara Lee and administrative coordinator Katarina Wren. All three joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North in the studio, and Lee explains why they chose this subject matter.
We became concerned because of all the statistics of what happens to people when they're not eating good food. It leads to violence, it leads to obesity, it leads to emotional instability, all kinds of bad things. So we thought to create a show about it would be really important. We also really wanted to reach kids because kids are the ones that probably suffer the most, but they also really impact their parents. I mean, they can say what they want. They can help to steer what's going on, and we wanted to empower them. So the show is very much of a fun show, but it also incorporates lots of information and opportunities for kids to interact and actually take part in a quiz show. And then there's a workshop afterwards where they get to move around a lot. They get to express themselves physically and also create some craft elements that relate to the whole food theme.
So, Bo, how are you putting this on stage? It sounds sort of vaudevillian.
It is. It's sort of a sketch show, and it's very slapsticky and kind of broad comedy, as well as some I think really fun puppetry. We've got one particular scene that's just backyard chickens, and they're all puppets sort of sitting on a fence and trying to figure out if one of the chickens is a hen or a rooster because it hasn't gotten old enough yet that you can really tell. So there's a mystery. And Dan Catula, a good friend of mine who's an excellent puppet maker and puppeteer, made these particular puppets, and they're really great. They're fun to watch. The actors are doing a great job with the puppetry. So that's just one of the sketches. Then there's another kind of mystery sketch about, you know, missing raspberries and who might have picked the raspberries out of the backyard, which probably a lot of people in Milwaukee go through on a yearly basis every summer. Who picked raspberries?
Where did they go? I was planning to make jam.
Yeah. Somebody picked them, either the bunnies or some guy.
Yeah. So
my friend Neil Haven, that did the writing, really had, I think, an excellent sort of perspective on the fact that writing something that just says, listen, kids, eating vegetables is good for you. This is what you should do, and this is why it's good, is the easiest way to turn a kid off. So it's much more written from the perspective of these are characters that are fun and likable, and they really like eating vegetables, and they like growing their own food, and they enjoy doing it. We're not saying that you have to do it, but, you know, be entertained by watching these people who you like, who are really into homegrown food and into gardening. And if you identify with them, there's a good chance that you then are going to go home and feel like, oh, that might be a fun thing to do. So we so steered away from doing anything that might come across as preachy. We really didn't want to do that.
So I know the show's only gone on a few times as of now, and it's going on all summer in various places. What has been the response so far? Have kids responded to it, and have parents responded to it?
Oh, yes.
Well, interestingly enough, we were doing a dress rehearsal in a park a couple of days before the show actually opened, and we were just doing it to get a feel for, you know, how loud do you have to be out of doors, and, you know, how are you going to deal with the sun, and where are you going to change costumes? And a whole crowd of people in the park that we were working in, which was Carver's Park, I think, mm-hmm. Just as they were walking by, just stopped and were like, oh, that's kind of fun. And then the next thing we knew, they sat down, and all of a sudden we had 20 people that were watching. The kids seemed to really enjoy it. And then I was at the opening performance, which was at Johnson's Park as part of the Fondy Farmers Market event.
Insight, yeah.
Site. And that went Well, except for we were dealing with really high winds. So those parts of the performance that were not getting blown over seem to be going really
People
well.
People seem to enjoy it.
People yeah, seem to enjoy it.
That's the trick about outdoor theater of any kind is you're dealing with the elements.
Yeah.
Yes. You
yeah.
have no control over that, really. You sort of mitigate as best you can.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah. So logistically, Katerina, how is all of this happening? And what partners are you and Barbara working with to get this into the communities?
Well, it's been exciting because there are so many people doing good work as far as the urban gardening movement and wellness programs. We've been working with Victory Garden Initiative. Alice's Garden has been especially inspiring because they've got wellness programming and community gardening. A lot of respect that New Life runs, which is a garden that was initiated by kids. And so now they're in, I believe it's their fourth year. And so there's kid investment. There's neighborhood investment. And Milwaukee Public Theater has always been big on collaboration. And I think that adds so much texture to what we do because we're an outreach theater company, but we do anything having to do with the arts. And so any of these social service agencies or gardening agencies that we've been able to connect with, they've been providing us with information. So when I started to work on the resource guide, I took the playwright around to all these different sites, like the Urban Ecology Center and Victory Garden Initiative, Concordia Gardens, Alice's Garden. So many, yeah, Hunger Task Force has a farm. That was a really fun visit that we took. And they're doing cooking classes. So the idea was, how can we highlight the work that they're doing? So many groups are starting gardens. And so as we get kids excited about being outside and learning about eating healthier, we also want to make sure that they learn about how that food enlivens their movement. So getting them active, but not just saying, hey, you need to eat your vegetables, you need to exercise, but really making it an invitation for a lifestyle.
And so I assume also that in addition to the performance, which that's the fun part, it brings people in, but then are you guiding people to these other groups that are actually providing garden space and techniques and
yes.
knowledge? Okay, so there's a follow-up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That
and we've
happens.
Got our movement workshops, really using the various arts disciplines that we can to communicate the message, because the more you engage with kids and whatever their learning style is, the greater the chances are of exciting them to make healthier choices.
The other thing we're doing is we have workshops right after the show that are movement workshops that reinforce the theme about where does your energy come from. Guess what? It's from food. Well, the sun helps and water help a lot. And then we also have a crafts workshop where they're making little pots to plant things in. And then we have longer residencies in five different neighborhoods. So we're working with kids in much greater depth for particular arts disciplines, but also reinforcing the theme. We've been exploring a whole curriculum that deals with food, gardening, nurturing, and peace. We're really connecting this with violence prevention as well, because people don't make that connection normally. It's like, well, violence happens over here. No. It happens inside. It happens when you're not feeling like you're in control, and so you lash out. So there's a lot of unexpected connections that we're really kind of pulling together. In fact, we're working with the Violence Prevention Initiative from the Medical College on this as well, so that there is that connection with the larger picture.
Violence prevention, is that also part of this whole theater work through the summer, or is that something that's sort of in addition to this particular program?
It's not directly a part of the show, for example, although I'm sure that our characters could get really mad at each other about stealing raspberries, but they work it out very peacefully. But we are working with Mary Ryan Boys and Girls Club, for example, and we're doing one of our residencies there, and it's focusing on Summer of Peace. It's focusing on creating elements for the Summer of Peace parade and rally, and it's making the food connection, but in that context.
When we were coming up with our curriculum, we thought it was very important to focus on peacemaking activities. We have yoga. We even have a little bit of meditation, martial arts, crafts. Because when you look at the themes of planting and growth, there's such a wealth of material to explore. And when you're tackling a theme like resilience and building healthy kids, there are so many metaphors that can be used in artistic ways. So we really got inspired.
So, Bo, for you, working in this, it's like we were saying, it's all outside, and mm-hmm. your job is to entertain first and foremost, as
right.
well as teach. So what were some specific challenges to making that happen?
Well, same kind of challenge as directing really any show, making sure that it's paced in a way that where it doesn't come across as too slow or go faster than a young audience can really follow. So there was probably more physical work in this show than I have to deal with in a lot of more adult shows.
Once the summer of shows is over, and obviously kids are out of school, so it's easier to get them to parks and that sort of thing. Is there an idea, Barbara, that you're going to take this that you've worked on this summer and bring it into the school year and take it around to schools as well?
We haven't thought about taking it into schools, but we definitely have thought about trying to do it again next summer and expand on what we've been doing. So it's always a trick to change a show in mid-course, as mm-hmm. we've been talking about with Bo. So any changes, any major changes that we want to make, we would definitely do next year. But then we also want to build in more opportunities to explore this theme in other ways. We've been, as I said, we were exploring this new curriculum, and it's just – it's such a vast network, a concept – that we need time to develop it, and we need to work with our artist teachers more about what works for them, what didn't work for them, how we can really hone this into a really comprehensive program. Because I think it has huge potential. Just it's going to take a little time.
I'd like to add that we work in after school with after school groups all year round. So because of the fact that we do these residencies that have physical movement, dance, martial arts, as well as the arts disciplines, I think that this theme will be coming up more and more in the work that we do during the school year. And we really want to experiment with the curriculum that we've developed, because it's really about exploring that mind-body-spirit connection, getting kids to inhabit their bodies, getting connected, taking up residence in their own bodies and feeling empowered with the food choices that they make, with the physical activities that they do, so that they're making other choices. We have to give them alternatives. If we don't want kids getting into trouble, we have to give them something that gets them high on life, so to speak.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Barbara Lee is co-founder and artistic director of the Milwaukee Public Theater. Katarina Wren is the administrative coordinator. Bo Johnson directed the company's newest show, Out to Lunch, the Fresh Food Variety Show, which is playing at an area park near you through early August. There's a link to more information, including where to download the Food for Thought resource guide at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. That is another week's worth of Lake Effects, produced by Dan Harmon, Bonnie North, and Stephanie Lecce, with Amy Kiley and our production assistants Eleanor Peterson, Gabby Magallanes, Nathan Royster, and Rachel Bloom. I'm Mitch Teich. Go have something really healthy to eat and join us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.